Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Thank you for being here.
That's your boy.
Tom Brady.
Robert Kraft. Oh. The owner of your Pats.
Did you see that article that said they're going to go undefeated this season? On USA Today.
Just why are people doing
They're really
that?
Good. They are always really good. I'm not surprised.
Brady's getting old.
He just won the Super Bowl.
I know. He's getting old, though, man.
I know, but it's not like he is showing signs of decline. He just won the Super Bowl.
It's got to start sometime.
Right.
I don't know. I wouldn't be predicting any undefeated seasons.
Wow.
That seems like it might
jinx
it.
You're a wood knocker. Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't predict that because you're superstitious.
Why would you do that? I also wouldn't walk under a ladder.
Right.
Know? I mean, unless I had
to. You touch the roof of your car when you run a yellow.
Yeah, that's not really.
It's a wish.
To do that. That's just a wish. It's a place that you can make a wish.
Whatever. It's still weird.
I don't think anything's going to happen.
If you drive with you, it's weird to see you always go.
Well, why not take advantage of every opportunity to make a wish? I always try to wish for things that aren't about me, like for other people.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I feel like, you know.
Good on you.
It's a little selfish to wish for stuff for yourself all the time. All the yellow lights I go through, you know. okay, so that's all set. Now it's time for Celebrity Trash. It's brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose.
And Dublin.
Justin Bieber put a guy in the hospital last night. He was leaving a church event and got into his monster truck, which was conveniently parked. It's so funny. Of course, you get special
parking.
5-star Justin Bieber parking.
At church.
I guess. It wasn't at the church. It was a city church event at the Saban Theater.
Yeah.
That's right. Somewhere in Beverly Hills. And we'd heard about this. I don't know if it's this Hillsong church or whatever it is.
I think it was a different church.
Okay, so
I think
he just likes church in general.
Just going to a random service.
Is he your religion?
I'm sure he's, you know, non-denominational. I don't think he's Presbyterian, but I don't even go to a Presbyterian church anymore. So
you just find a good church.
I just found a great church, yeah, with a good community.
You get inspired by it.
Yeah. So this truck he's in is... It's like something you'd see at a monster rally.
Well,
like,
it's not huge. Quite. It is a huge truck. It's like, and he's driving. It's just him.
Yeah.
So he's alone, and he gets it up into the... In fact, it looks like he tries to open the back. It's a truck with a crew cab.
Yeah.
So two full-size doors on the front. And as, you know, and he's surrounded by paparazzi. They've all been there where they know it's his truck, I guess. Maybe it says Biebs on the front or something. And so they're all waiting for him.
It's a lot of paparazzi. I mean... He swarmed.
Well,
that's probably why he's got the truck that's way up.
Right, so he can actually see where he's going. So it's funny, too, because as he comes out, the truck is so huge, it takes him so long to walk by it that he actually tries to open up the back door. Because he's, you know, he's surrounded. He can't tell, but it's just funny. And then he gets in the front. They all are sort of, you know, taking a million pictures, and he's just trying to drive off.
And so you want to hear that part?
Just watch as he leaves.
Oh, this
Vinny.
Is just the audio.
Oh, whoa.
You want the video?
I want to show Vinny what, because we all went whoa in the office and backed up.
Okay, you know,
he's actually pulling forward in a. He's not really gunning it. He's not trying to go super fast or take any. I mean, he's not trying to take anybody out. He does do that.
Does he roll over the guy?
You'll see. It's actually hard to tell because at one point we watched it a couple times, I thought the guy might have thrown himself on the ground. But there is definitely a clack sound.
You do
like
hear
he
yeah.
gets hit. So he's just trying to leave, and this one guy who's standing on the passenger side appears to get caught. He's gripping his leg pretty far up.
Is this paparazzi dude?
Uh-huh.
Okay, because these guys, we've seen it in the past, the way they get in front of cars to keep and then take shots right. of the people in the driver's seat.
Mad, like, get out of my way.
And, you know, what is the driver supposed to do with that?
This guy is fully on the side, and they have actually, he's stood there. He's not unfriendly. He's just getting in his car, and they make way for him.
All right, you ready for this?
All right, here
we
go.
You can leave it like that.
So he's
here we go.
Are you going to start your own church? Did you see that? That was the sound of the guy. Oh, no, that's him. All right, now he's climbing into the monster truck. Everybody's around him. Starts the thing up. They're moving out of the way.
Oh dear. Is that his leg breaking?
Yeah.
I think it's his leg breaking.
Oh!
So now, Justin cannot leave the scene. I mean, he just ran a dude over.
Right.
And to his credit, he gets out and he asks the crowd to step back, and he's by the guy's side the whole time. He doesn't, you know, he wasn't trying to hit the guy, and he's going slow, and the guy just, I don't know, his foot got in the way or something happened, but it...
You want to hear that, this audio
no,
here? Oh, you don't? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a
well,
good,
something's breaking.
Solid snap.
Might be the camera, but
let's
it
hope
sounds
it's the camera.
Like it's his leg.
No, no, of Justin comforting the guy.
Oh, sure.
You
want to
hear
yeah.
that?
Let's hear.
All right, so...
Give me all the audio.
This is a church service, so there's somebody praying as Justin's trying to talk, so just keep that in mind. You're going to hear a lot.
All right. That's just a mess. But there's... Through the whole thing, there's a guy's hand just sort of hovering over the scene. The guy's going, peace.
That's
heal
the guy.
Him, Lord. Peace in the name of Jesus. So about 10 minutes go by.
There's always that guy.
Yeah, that's always, hey, you know, that's good. He's a 57-year-old guy. Let me see if I see
the
his
dude
name.
Who got run over?
Yep.
Oh.
He's a 57-year-old photographer. He's going to be fine. It's not life-threatening. It's not clear how badly he was hurt. He was taken to the hospital. But Bieber got out of his truck, stayed with the guy about 10 minutes. The cops questioned Justin, but then they let him leave and didn't issue him a citation. Paramedics got there, took this dude to the hospital. And really, that's it. Here's a shot of Justin on the ground with the dude telling everyone to please, guys, give him some room. Take a step back.
So TMZ shows up to the hospital.
Oh, did they?
And is the guy's being like... It's weird the access you get in L.A. because you would never get this in San Francisco. Like, you can't just bring cameras into a hospital, but so they have...
Yeah, I can't picture this happening at SF General.
Yeah. So the TMZ is getting this guy. He's getting wheeled in and getting his final thoughts before...
He's going to go into X-ray.
Now, he has paparazzi all around
yeah.
him. Oh, that's exciting. Boy, what a turn.
You ready?
Yeah. All right. That guy's 57?
That's what I thought, too.
Looks 30.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I get paid.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So that's funny. Everything's going to be just fine for me, because I got run over by Justin Bieber. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be fine.
Soon we're going to hear from the X-ray technician and
yeah, the doctor,
the employees at the right. hospital.
This is the last time I'm going to talk to you, because my lawyer said, shut up.
Yeah, how many lawyers are there now?
Oh. So yesterday, just out of the blue, Donald Trump issued 3 tweets excluding transgender people from all service in the military. I think they said there's thousands of people that this is going to affect immediately. And out of the blue to some of the people involved in the military, like didn't one guy have to fly, cut his vacation short, flew back, like what now? President Trump's Twitter announcement yesterday that he was banning transgender people from serving in the military took a lot of people off guard, including Caitlyn Jenner, who is the spokesperson.
For no one.
For Caitlyn Jenner?
She's the spokesperson for no one.
Yeah, well, she's a self-proclaimed spokesperson for the transgender community, I guess. So she thinks. When he was on the campaign trail last year, Trump seemed to show opposition to the bathroom bills by assuring Caitlyn she could use whatever bathroom she wanted at Trump Tower, and she famously took him up on it. She is not down with the president's new position. She tweeted, "The president must ask himself which side of history he will be on and reverse his position immediately. There are 15,000 patriotic transgender Americans in the U.S. military fighting for all of us. What happened to your promise to fight for them?" She also put a much longer piece on her website calling it a half-baked idea and puts all of our service members in harm's way. Last night on all the late-night shows, everybody was making their jokes about it and slamming Donald Trump. Let me see if the on the Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon said, some big political news today. President Trump went on Twitter and announced he's banning transgender people from serving in the military. Trump said he understands this is a very sensitive issue, so he made sure to choose his emojis very carefully. Actually, he went on, Trump says he's banning transgender people from serving because of high medical costs. If he cares so much about high medical costs, maybe he should pass a health care bill. On Stephen Colbert is just, I sort of summed it all up as far as I'm concerned for everyone. He says, I began my day today, as I often begin my days, by checking Donald Trump's Twitter feed just to see how far the crazy spread. And today, I think he's off his med. He's gone from crazy to cruel. Then he reads, he does his Trump impersonation and reads the tweets and then just says, F you. And they, of course, bleep it. Of course. And James Corden, actually, I'm going to watch this later today, but he did a whole song and dance number and a parody of Nat King Cole's L-O-V-E. He sang L, he doesn't care for lesbians. G, he thinks two men should just be friends. B, to his dumb knowledge, is just a phrase in college. T, he finds confusing, so the Army's now refusing trans people. I'll have to watch that. The tweets, in case you somehow missed them yesterday, three of them that contained this message. After consultation with my generals and military experts, please be advised that the United States government will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the U.S. military. Our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory and cannot be burdened with the tremendous medical costs and disruption that transgender in the military would entail. Thank you. Saw a thing from Montel Williams talking about how much money the military spends on Viagra.
Right.
It was astounding. So, okay. That's what our president had to say yesterday. Jon Stewart, who hosted The Daily Show for years and years and
runs a pet shelter?
He does. He has like a pet sanctuary, like and I think it's like a farm animal sanctuary. He, you know, with his wife and kids. He's getting bored up there on the farm. He actually signed a deal with HBO, for like a four-year deal, where he would do some specials for them. And I guess we're going to get the first one here. It was announced Wednesday by HBO Programming. Let's see. He is going to headline a stand-up special for the network. 21 years since he did a TV special, specifically his stand-up. So they're saying here. I guess maybe we haven't seen him do stand up in 21 years.
I can't believe it's been that long.
Well, that used to be his thing. Then he got that Fox late night show that only lasted a minute. Then he kind of disappeared and he completely rebranded himself when he took over the Daily Show.
Yeah, and did that for, geez, must have been 16, 17 years, 18 years maybe. He is also going to MC, by the way, I don't have a date or location for the special yet. I guess that's details that are coming. He will also MC the Night of Too Many Stars special, which takes place November 18th at Madison Square Garden. The event raises money for Next for Autism. It's stand-up performances, sketches, and short films. He said really nice things about HBO in a statement, and I guess he signed a four-year deal with HBO in 2015, and earlier this year plans were nixed for a digital animated series that was an Onion-like parody of a cable news network. So anyway, this is, I guess, the first thing they're getting out of him. After 21 years, he'll be doing a stand-up special. Mahershala Ali.
It's a really great human being.
Really?
Yeah.
Your buddies?
Well, I interviewed him for that indie film that you guys let me review last year. It's just
Moonlight?
No.
No, it was called Kicks.
He was in Moonlight, though.
Yeah, he was in Moonlight.
Well, he got
an Academy Award for
it. Yeah, he was good.
He is going to be starring, it looks like, in True Detective Season 3.
Oh.
True Detective is coming. You know, look, I hope they learned. That second season just sucked so bad. I get it. A lot of people watched it, and you know you can't hit a home run. Can't hit a home run every time. But man, that first season was so amazing.
That's the thing. We're comparing it to the first season. I thought the second season was fine. It was fine.
I dropped off. I just didn't care. And God, every time Vince Vaughn got on that screen, it just just the whole, it's almost like the camera pulled back. I could see the wires and the microphones and the set. I was just like, oh, Jesus. Not this guy again. So anyway, they're saying that they're confirming a deal with him to star in a potential third season.
Oh, I'd read I don't even know how long ago, the guy is currently working on season three. Not him, but the writer
is
on it. He's
yeah.
trying very hard not to have a repeat of season two.
I don't know. They don't mention that. I can't think of that guy's name who wrote the first and second season of it. But this guy who is the HBO president of programming, Casey Bloys is his name. He says,
it was like Pizzolatto?
Yeah.
Pizzolatto?
He's not mentioned in this. So this head of programming at HBO says, I've read 5 scripts for a third season. So I don't know if that means 5 different people submitted ideas or if he's read 5 of the...
5 episodes,
of it. But they don't mention who wrote it.
Well, I'm seeing an article that says in March it was announced that the creator Nick Pizzolatto had teamed up with David Milch, and they're working on the third season together.
Okay. Yeah, they don't mention any of them in here. So they're not saying anything else about casting, but Mahershala Ali, I guess, is confirmed. So that's good news.
Good.
Hey, Hooman?
Yes.
You want to run back in here? I want to just quickly, when Greg Allman passed, I don't know, a month ago? Two months
yeah.
ago?
Yeah,
maybe.
I don't know. Time just goes by so fast. Oh, I'm sorry. It was even longer than that. It was, I guess, 3 months ago. May? Is that 3? Is that 2? It doesn't matter.
Let's see. May 27th.
So about 2 months.
Oh, so today's July 27th.
So he died at the age of 69, but he left behind a solo album that's coming out on September 8th, I believe. And we have the first. The album is called Southern Blood, and one of the album's tracks is now available to stream. And we grabbed that this morning. It's called My Only True Friend. Mm. So Greg Allman fans or something.
Sorry, I should have cut this part out.
All right, because this is actually super indicative of what his music sounds like.
Yeah.
All right, here comes the vocals. That's the truth.
Wonder if this is about his dog, My Only True Friend. I say he sounds good.
Yeah, I just love him.
You do?
Yeah.
So he's been, I was just reading because I was traveling. He's on the cover of one of the guitar magazines and a whole article about their best songs and the things behind their music and him having gone through so many health struggles,
right,
including drug and alcohol, where they talk about a period of time where he was just, they perched him behind the keyboard and he just somehow got through the shows, clearly unable to get up and function normally, but pulled it each night. That's not really how you want to see your favorite band.
Yeah.
The guy just pulling it.
Right.
I mean,
making it through the show.
Perry Farrell so clearly wasted and someone crawled along the floor to get around and hold his legs so that he wouldn't fall over.
Yeah.
And we're all like, we see you. There's a dude crawling across the stage and now sitting on the ground by Perry's knees holding him up. Perry pulled it. I mean, he sang all the songs and didn't fall because they had a guy hold him up. But anyway, the Allman Brothers have a lot of rock history and a lot of write-ups right now. And one of the things I loved was his quote was, I don't know why they call us Southern Rock. They might as well call us Rock because rock comes from the South. Mm. And I just thought,
all right.
Well, that's fair. And then he lists the names and you go, wow, those are the guys. Elvis Presley. I mean, Buddy got all the blues guys. You go, oh, okay. He's right.
He died of complications from liver cancer. This record, Southern Blood, is out September 8th. And that was My Only True Friend.
Mm.
There you go. Greg Allman.
I was thinking My Only True Friend. I wondered if it was his guitar.
Oh. That makes more sense than his dog, probably. Yeah. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
This story about weddings is just my favorite news
story. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, isn't that so fun?
Mm-hmm.
People are the absolute worst.
Wait, that I agree. Radio.com.
Radio.
Alice.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday, 6:38 in the morning, and this part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers.
All right, everyone. This has been approved, so everyone go look at the Alice973 Instagram.
Because
one of Vinny's, I don't know who she is in his life, she sent a picture of Vinny from his high school yearbook.
Oh.
It's a throwback Thursday. Vinny looks incredible. I mean,
so cute. I
mean, yeah, it's a very charming picture, everyone. So you can see 30 years ago, everybody.
Who sent this?
Her name is Sonia.
Sonia Desai. I'm going to bring in her picture.
See if you remember her.
Sonia.
Yeah, do you want me to read the little email?
Yeah.
Look at the picture first.
Do you remember her?
Do you recall her?
Uh-uh.
No?
Sonia.
So she says, Vinny, you likely don't remember me, and truthfully, I barely remember you, but I was at my 30-year Irvine High School reunion the other weekend, and Deepak told me that you were Vince Hassan. I was in shock. For some reason, I never put two and two together. I've been listening to you guys for many years. Anyway, sorry you missed the reunion, and so pleased to see you doing so well. See you at the 40th.
You gonna go to the 40th?
I didn't go to the 10th or the 20th and miss the 30th, so not likely to
be
at the 40th.
Look how handsome. Nice mullet, Vinny. That's great. It's a good look.
Looks so cute. You know what
bothers me about this picture is that I had to.
Yeah, your mom begged you. She said, this is all I asked.
I didn't do pictures for any of the yearbooks. And for my senior year, there were a couple demand. Mom does that.
Yeah. I haven't asked you for much, dear.
Pulls a mom card. Pulls a...
Well, it's nice. Thank God she did, or we'd never get to see how fabulous you look.
I think.
That's a mane.
Can you bring that back in here?
That's a mane of hair.
That is my leather jacket.
Oh. Mm.
I think that's the one. I used to be able to get a 12-pack in that leather jacket. Yep, that's the jacket.
Let me see.
I wore that thing.
So you have a shirt and tie and a leather jacket on.
Yes.
That's.
And this is the chick that sent it in.
Very Fonzie. Oh, isn't she cute?
Yeah, she's super sweet looking.
Sonia. That's cute. So you don't recognize her at all, huh?
No, I don't. But, you know, I knew a lot of people and was friends with everybody. Mm-hmm. I wasn't. So who knows if we had classes together or what, but, you know.
People do get all gussied up for their senior photo, too. I mean, it's possible that you never saw her in anything but a ponytail and a baseball cap.
Yeah, maybe.
True.
You know, there she is with her hair all done and a string of pearls on.
Anyway, thanks so much, Sonia.
Oh, thank you, Sonia. Great
thank
job.
You, Sonia.
Thank you. Super good listener skills.
Deepak is the doctor friend of mine that lives in Oakland.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, so she ran into him
at the reunion. And actually, I told you, I went mountain biking, and he was like, you're not going to go? And I explained to him very simply, I haven't been back to the town where we grew up since I moved away at 18.
Why you go back?
But I'm not going to go vacation days in Irvine. I've got very limited. It's Irvine. There's not what?
Yeah, I know. Sometimes it's nice to go back to the neighborhood and be like, whoa, well, that used to be that. Look what it is now. Oh.
Yeah, I love
that. Grew up in that house.
Whenever I'm anywhere near any place I ever lived, I want to drive around and see what I remember and what
I
don't.
But you're near where you lived, not specifically to go near where you lived. You just happened by it, correct?
Well, I go back to Massachusetts on the regular, and I will always go drive. I drive by my childhood home, my middle childhood home. I drive by the high school, go to where I got married. It's all right there.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Again, thank you, Sonia. You want to hit my...
Did you finish Mazda?
Oh, no, I didn't finish it. Hold on a second.
I was trying to mouth to you,
I
know. Mazda.
I was like, I don't know what she just said, but I'm going to smile.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere travel pillows.
Oh.
Use promo code Alice. That's MyPillow.com. Here's what's happening. We'll begin real quick with a headline I saw this morning about the Santa Cruz Boardwalk shutting down a ride indefinitely after a deadly incident.
Mm-hmm.
So I see this headline and thought, I live right here. How did I not hear about this? Yeah. It actually happened in Ohio.
Same ride, different location?
Same ride, except it's in Ohio. And they say the difference, too, is that the ride that broke at the Ohio State Fair is portable.
Right.
And the one that they have at the Santa Cruz Boardwalk is not. It's always there.
Yeah.
It's always in place.
The local fairs that, you know, they come through and you see them setting them up. And I've always sort of looked at the people who I assume set up the rides and went, wow, that they just don't have all their teeth. There's no, boy.
Well,
a
they're
nice
carnies,
hot bath
right?
Might work.
I mean,
right.
That's...
traveling circus people.
Right.
And, you know, but usually. 99.99999% of the time, those things go off without a hitch. You might get sick from too much cotton candy, and that's the worst thing.
You know,
that
though,
happens to you.
I like a good scary ride. I just went on the Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout
nice,
at Disneyland,
Vinny!
And had a blast. And didn't? I mean, I was scared.
Sure.
You know,
but you trust.
But
Disney.
I trusted and completely 100,000%.
Yeah.
That I was walking off that ride
sure.
safely.
You'll live.
I won't do that at, you know, fairs, county right. fairs, whatever. There's just that's not happening.
That you see the people that have brought
have
that
same
show to town.
Blind trust.
Right. They do say that this ride was inspected 3 times mm-hmm. at least before they put people on it, but it's. Awful what happened. It's your worst nightmare. It's what you think about when you go to a carnival and you find yourself on a ride.
The ride is called Fireball. One person died and 7 were injured. This was yesterday when the Fireball broke apart and hurled riders through the air on opening day of the Ohio State Fair.
What kind of ride is it?
I'll show you. Oh, darn. This doesn't have the picture. It's the kind where you're hanging. You're latched in, but,
yep.
but the thing is swinging around with multiple arms. So there's multiple groups of people on these arms.
Okay.
And
like a scrambler?
Let me see if I can get it. Just get you a picture so you can.
It'll be like a scrambler. Yeah.
I've always thought the scramblers, the torque on those is just incredible.
Yeah.
You want to be sitting on the inside, not the outside. Outside people get squished.
Picture I have is
images.
Blurry. It's in action.
It's so awful to hear. You know, you're just trying to have a nice time out.
They're
with
saying
family.
Basically it's like a high speed car crash.
Oh, good God.
So if you see that's
oh,
independent little arms stick off it, one
yes.
of those broke off.
Oh my God. So it's a giant swing, it's a pendulum, and off the pendulum are these spokes. I believe it swings and spins.
Oh, here it is.
Oh God, that's
had a
horrible.
Paper version of it right there
of course
near
you did.
Me.
Boy, that is just awful.
Anyway, so the ride at Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk has been shut down, so they can be extremely careful with their inspection this morning. They feel like the ride they have is nothing like the ride at the Ohio. State Fair, as right. in, again, one is permanent and one travels. Ours is a fixed ride, a permanent amusement
That's
ride.
That's just awful.
It's inspected daily, they say. California has some of the most stringent ride safety rules in the world, and they also say they'll, you know, go over it real good today before the park opens, and they hope to have the ride open today.
Right.
If you're, and especially... We have a hot weekend ahead, I guess, and they...
Sounds like we're going to have a hot week. Sounds
yeah.
like 100 degrees every day.
You know, I looked at my... it's not going to be hot everywhere. It doesn't look like it'll be nearly as hot where I live. And I don't
probably
think it'll
San
be as
Francisco.
Hot where you live either.
Yeah.
I think it's mostly
north,
inland.
South, inland.
Yeah. I'm seeing, at least for the weekend, 71 to 73 in San Francisco.
Oh, so that's...
That's...
Perfect.
Cupertino, I'm looking at 88, 89.
That's not bad. Under 90, you're
sure.
good.
No, it's great.
It's those triple digits where you start going.
In Dublin.
This story is about a wedding.
Mm. Yeah.
Weddings.
The joining of two hearts becoming one. What could be more beautiful?
I can't think of anything, Vinny. Weddings are lovely. I've had some wonderful times at weddings.
This is exactly, it says, the shocking tale. This shocking tale was posted to Reddit by the bride's sister.
Oh.
A woman has taken being a bridezilla to the next level by holding an auction for potential bridesmaids to bid for a place in her wedding.
Oh, does she have so many friends that she is going to have them? Hmm, that's interesting.
Do they
she
have the chick's name in this?
No, but the 33-year-old stunned sister wrote under the username Sister's Bridesmaid. My sister was always very spoiled by her parents since she was the youngest of four kids, and my mom had thought she wouldn't be able to have any more kids. Don't get me wrong, she's also sweet and caring too, but this move is profound. She's getting married at the end of August and has sent out invitations for people to participate in a bidding auction on the six spots in her bridal party. Whichever of these...
Including the bridesmaid, the maid of honor?
Yes, there's an actually... Oh,
she's not just going to ask her sister to be the maid of honor or
whichever
best friend?
Six of all these women that got invites bid the most will be bridesmaid. There's also an auction for her... there's also an auction for being her maid of honor.
Oh, a separate auction. Are they poor?
They'll be
Does she need the money to...
If you're poor, you know what you do? You go to City Hall and you get married there. You don't... What is it with this? Everyone needs to get other people to fund their crap.
Yeah.
You go get married by the justice of peace and then you don't have an extravagant wedding.
I just don't understand why you would... Does she not want to hurt anybody's feelings? Like, I can only have six and I have so many friends. Whoever wants to pay
the
most...
No, they want people to fund their wedding and their honeymoon.
Oh, so they're not using this money for charity
no.
or something.
My sister and her fiance are using the money they raise in the bidding war to be part of their wedding.
Is the husband also doing this?
To fund the wedding and honeymoon.
This sounds like...
Would you bid on a spot? Let's say it's, you know, not a close friend, but someone that you think is cool.
Would you have bid on Eddie Ifs?
Yes. Would you have bid to be a groomsman at Eddie Ifs wedding?
If that was the only way I could go, yeah, I would. Yeah.
You would have.
How high would you go?
I'd $100 or $200.
Oh, well, you're going to get outbid.
I know.
What if someone else bids $300? Are you going to try and
no? That'll be it.
Top that.
I can't think of any wedding of any person.
I will
I would
pay
bid on.
To not be in the wedding. I'll be happy to go to your wedding. There's nothing worse than being in a wedding. What a giant pain in the ass that is. Now I got to pay for the honor.
I will say this about Eddie. He married into an incredibly wealthy family.
Oh, so they didn't need to bid on
He did?
Oh, my. Do you know where his wedding was?
Where was it?
It was in the Ritz-Carlton.
Well, that's why none of his friends were invited. This was her wedding.
Bunch of heathens.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was like one of the like, she was like... This is my day, only my friends, and even
well,
though she
forget
didn't say
about
this,
the wedding. The house he has is
sick.
Canyon house,
he in Malibu.
Yeah,
that guy's regular surf spot is Malibu because he's got a house right there in the hills. I thought comedy was just paying crazy good
right.
these days.
That's what I thought. And then he came in and told us the truth.
Yeah.
So here, I just want you to know, it's not just any Ritz-Carlton. It's the Ritz-Carlton in Laguna.
Laguna Ooh. Niguel. Wow.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I grew up in Southern California right near there.
Bring it to me. I don't know what.
I've seen it before on The Housewives.
That's
it.
Yeah. Oh, that looks like quite the spot. Mm-hmm. Is it a Ritz-Carlton that's down, or is it a Four Seasons that's down, like
there's a Ritz.
Morro
Bay? That's where he got married.
Well, that's pretty lovely. I bet they have some good pictures.
Yeah.
Half Moon Bay?
No, I'm very
yeah,
familiar.
Yeah, Half Moon Ritz. Bay That's the one I'm thinking of. That's a Ritz?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this
anyway,
place is pretty nice.
They say here also that the husband-to-be is rich. The couple's not even lacking money.
So they don't need money, but she's... Well, maybe she's just... I don't know. This does seem real. Don't think I can really find a reason to defend her.
No, it stinks.
The sister also says, now my sister's throwing a tantrum because I haven't RSVP'd to the auction.
So she's telling the sister, you got to pay to be in too.
You got it. Why aren't you coming to the auction to pay for your part in my wedding? I don't know how anybody
That's delusional to think that anyone wants. First of all, when someone asks you to be in their wedding, you do it because they're your super close friend or a super close relative, and you do it because you know it's going to suck. You've been in weddings before. It's expensive to be in a wedding. You've got to buy all this stuff. You've got to, you know, oh, it's just, there's so much.
There is.
Such a pain in the ass. And now to have somebody think that you want to be in their wedding so badly that you would pay for that.
I'm not easily appalled, but I'm appalled. I'm disgusted. I would be, I would boycott the whole wedding. I'm not even showing up, man. You guys, that's disgusting.
It's gross.
Try not having a honeymoon if you can't afford one. What would that be like?
Well, sounds like they can't afford one.
Well, then try not making me pay for it. How's that? Jesus.
And then I got to buy you a gift, too?
Yeah, no.
And I got to buy my bridesmaid's dress, and I got to chip in on the bridal shower and the bachelorette party. And the
etiquette rules in place in this world. How is that not completely against normal etiquette?
Who came up with that idea, and what wedding planner said, that's a great one? Like, who? Isn't there anyone? Doesn't the mom say, that's super tacky?
I'm sure someone out there right now is thinking that. I'm doing that. There's got to be someone out there who's got a wedding coming up thinking I can get some money from.
Hooman, you going to do this at your wedding?
Hell no. Are you kidding me?
Where's Rachel?
I'm dying to see what this chick looks like and her husband.
Well, they're not. It's a Reddit thing. I know. So it's just posted by the
but
sister.
I hope somebody
it's
leaks
gonna
it.
It's going to come out.
I hope so.
Oh, please let it come out. I'm looking at the sun. I'm looking
Why
at
Why do you
all...
care what they look like?
Because it's going to, you know, I have an image in my mind.
And what is that?
Yeah, what's the image?
Cinderella looking white chick? Let's write this down and I'll save it for when it does come out. Okay, you know. give me what you think the image is.
Well, I mean, it's going to be kind of stereotyped, but it's probably, you know, one of the...
Give it.
Any one of the, just, you know, probably a white girl.
That's what I'm thinking. A super pretty, like, white girl. She's blonde with her big blue eyes. She always gets her way, and she's a little princess. Yeah. Like, yeah, like a little, like
man?
A bad Cinderella. The dude, tall, kind of a frat boy, dark hair.
Yeah, I think the dude's probably a little overweight, out of
shape. Oh, no way. She's not marrying that. He's a football star.
Well, he's rich, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's true. Okay. He's a little bit thick through the middle.
Yeah.
Still has all his hair, though.
Dad bod.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's rich, though. Okay, we'll take him down a notch. Oh, that's funny.
But we
is
could...
it?
Yes.
It's disgusting.
I'm so glad I'm not friends with that person. Because I don't know if I'd be able to stop myself from writing a scathing email.
And sending in a picture.
Yes, I would send you a picture. If you know these people, please send us a picture.
Yeah, if you know these people, send us a picture.
Don't send pictures.
Why?
Because I just looked at our Instagram. I'm like, oh, for crying out loud, Sonia, what's wrong with you? Why
it's
would you think
that?
It's a great
picture.
It's a great picture.
I think you look quite
I might
handsome.
Have even seen that. Don't you have that somewhere?
I'm sure I don't.
He might.
I feel like I've seen it.
I feel like it, but we've seen a few high school pictures.
Can you see how unhappy I am to be there?
No,
I just
look
thought
great.
You were given the
you
look.
You look like a smoky movie star.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm.
I thought you
Jesus.
Were.
Jesus. Awful.
That's people great. Are
Alice973 Instagram.
People are writing all of holy hair. You look irritated to be there.
I am. I did that for my mom.
Someone wrote nice hoop.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote F, yeah.
Oh, do I?
What's hoop?
The earring.
Oh, I didn't notice.
God,
the
people can see stuff. There it is.
With the big old hoops.
Remind us what year again?
That would be
85.
No, I graduated in 87, but I would. Don't you take the picture like the first day of your senior year?
I think you get it done early,
or even right before the first day.
Yeah, I think so. So
over
that would have been
before
86.
Uh huh.
Boy, 86. Summer of 86 was a. That was my year.
That was the year you were boning away in the north.
I was
northeast
in a working cover band, and we were just going crazy.
All right,
burning a hole in my nose. That was bad times and great times. Also.
I know you sometimes say that you like that stuff. I don't.
Well, I mean that's why I had such a problem with it.
Because you liked it.
Yeah. When you don't like something, you tend to not have as big a problem with it.
Yeah, well,
don't like it by the end. By the end, you need it just to feel normal.
The thing is,
you're just a rag if you don't have it.
There's addiction to that.
Yes.
Even I didn't like it. I was always high strung enough. I liked downers.
Yeah.
But that stuff, even me, I would be like, yeah, I'll do another one. You got another? Oh, we got to go. Bye. Yeah. No, we got to go.
Look at the time.
Oh my God, do have to go.
She's looking at me like, yeah.
I thought you were leaving the party.
No.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.